smart, caring, loving, thoughtful people that want to make our community even stronger. And I actually had to do a shout out to Benson, because Benson is here with me every single week. And doing radio by yourself is really lonely. So I love when Benson is in here. I feel less alone. Mm. And so it is such a an important piece of our community. It makes our community strong. I really and truly believe that without community radio, we would have lost our water long ago. I do want to mention, we absolutely did reach our goal. Our goal was 1,000, and we have one person still on the line, and we have hit $1,050. You all appreciate Smart Radio.
Thank you.
Kudos. Norma, I want to thank Norma and Paul and Lucas and Stephen and Karen and George and another George and Vanessa and Diane and Ellen. Oh, Ellen, Mike and Bill. I just have first names, so I don't know exactly who people are,
but I do know
Ellen, Mike and Bill and Michael and Eileen and Henry and Sherry. I thank you all so very much. It's so important, the work that we're doing here together. None of us do it on our own. No programmer does it on their own. Nobody. We need that support, that financial support. I want to make sure to do a shout out. Make sure that the real issue is made possible by all of you, all of y'all, as well as by BCAC.TV, Butte County's public access television station, broadcasting on Comcast Channel 11. BCAC.TV provides locally produced arts, culture, information, and entertainment for the heart of downtown Chico. They're located at 500 Main Street. New to BCAC are daily broadcasts of Democracy Now! You can watch it on TV. You can see Amy Goodman on TV weekdays at 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. They are changing at Comcast. Things are changing at Comcast Channel 11. For more information and to get involved, visit bcac.tv. Ray Lager is very involved in that. So we have our fingers in every direction. And in order to continue to do this work, we need your financial support. Give us a call. Our final call, 895-0131. Jim Brobeck, Robin DeFalco, Benson, Dan Carter, thanks so much for being here and supporting all of the work that we do.
And I want to remind everyone that this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener supported. That's you folks. Community radio, that's you folks for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond, across the universe at www.kzfr.org. Thank you so much.
Good job, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look at me. Happened about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
Oh. Grandpa!
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket.
It's ours, Charlie.
I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
But it can be done.
Ooh, the cane, Charlie. Here I go. Watch my speed.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make
my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
Sun.
Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. Cause I've got a golden ticket, I've got a golden ticket, I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
And good evening, everyone. I am so excited that you have chosen to spend your evening here with me on another wild and wonderful Wonka Radio. And it is our membership drive. So please, please, please call in and let us know how you are going to support community radio and particularly children's programming. I know you've heard me say it before, and we are so fortunate that KZFR does support community public, excuse me, children's radio programming, and they have committed to that every evening, 7 to 7:30. There is a time slot set aside for children's programming, and on nights like this, programming might be a little frightening. So stay with me as I share with you some stories for Halloween. The first one that I want you to know is Haunted House, Haunted Mouse. This is by Judy Cox and illustrated by Jeffrey Ebeler. And while you are listening, you can call in at 895-0131 and make your pledge. One October night, the doorbell rang. Mouse peeked out of his hidey hole. The night was dark. The dark was spooky. On the front porch stood a fearsome trio, a skeleton, a goblin, and a ghost. But Mouse wasn't scared. His whiskers twitched as he watched. "Trick or treat," said the skeleton. "Trick or treat," said the goblin. "Trick, tick or teak," said the little bitty ghost, and she tripped over her sheet. The three held out their sacks. Dad plopped one piece of candy in each bag. "Thank you," called the kids. The ghost dropped her sack and goody spilled out. Mouse's mouth watered. Yum! He wanted trick-or-treats too. While everyone helped the ghost, Mouse scrambled into the trick-or-treat sack. Candy! More candy than Mouse had ever seen. Sour balls, gumdrops, lollipops, and chocolate bars. Mouse closed his eyes and inhaled deeply. His whiskers wiggled. He simply did not know where to begin. He nibbled on this and noshed on that until his cheeks were as plump as a chipmunk's. Just then, the bag swung high in the air. Where were they going? Oh, my. Now, Mouse gnawed a peekaboo hole in the paper sack. Dark clouds flitted over the moon. Jack-o'-lanterns sent beams of golden candle shine flickering across front lawns. Flocks of trick-or-treaters scurried from door to door. Mouse didn't see the candy leaking out piece by piece through the peekaboo hole. The sack swayed like a pirate ship in a gale. Mouse's tummy roiled. His head spun. Poor seasick Mouse. The next time the ghost dropped her sack, Mouse staggered out. Just then, it started to rain. Oh, no. First a drizzle and then a full-out gully washer. The trick-or-treaters dashed for home, holding their coats over their heads. Boom went the thunder. Flash went the lightning. Away went Mouse. He darted here and there, dodging raindrops, splashing through puddles. Where could he find shelter? He was lost. He was wet. He was cold. An abandoned house stood by itself down at the end of the street. The door was barely open, just wide enough for Mouse. Lickety-split, he scampered inside. He didn't notice the sign on the front. Keep out. The door slammed shut behind him. Was that the wind, or was that the house was haunted? Mouse tip-pawed down the hall to see what he could see. Cobwebs draped over his ears. The house was old. The house was empty. A spooky house filled with creaks and groans and things that went bump in the night. He heard bones rattle. A skeleton dancing? He saw eyes glimmer. A goblin prancing? A pale shape floated past. A ghost haunting? Mouse shook. Mouse shivered. Mouse shuddered. He backed up, step by careful step, until he was against the wall. Trapped! Boo! Oh, no, Mouse was not afraid. Boo! Boo! He cried, as bold as a badger. I'm not afraid of you! Outside the house, the wind blew away the clouds. Moonlight shone in the windows, revealing bamboo wind chimes jiggling. No skeleton. A green frog croaking. No goblin. Torn curtains fluttering. No ghost. The storm was over. Mouse jumped out the window. He was ready to go home to his safe, dry hidey hole. But how could he find his way back? All at once, he saw a cherry lollipop shining in the moonlight. He picked it up. Farther down the sidewalk, he spied a sour ball. And under the street lamp, he spotted a scattered row of candy corn. Piece by piece, he followed the candy trail all the way home. There, in his hidey hole, he had a Halloween party of his very own. Good night, spooky night, happy trick or treat, and happy membership drive to all of us. My dear friend Jim has joined me here in the studio. Jim, do I have you on the right microphone?
Hi, Liesl. Hi. Number two.
Yay!
You know what? I should be number one. Put me on number one. No, okay. number two is great.
Okay. All right. You stay with it. So, Jim,
yes.
Update us about how our amazing membership drive is going so far. This
well,
is the first day.
It's the very first day, and we've had a terrific response in the last hour or so with Sue Hildebrand and her show. You know what? Water is so important. Even children now are aware of the water issue, and it's really, really cool. We actually have kids hoping for rain now. When I was a kid, we never wanted it to rain, right?
Right.
Too messy, couldn't go outside and play. Mom says you can't do this and that, whatever. Now it's like, oh, kids know the importance of water. Anyway, it touched a major chord today and or tonight, and we had some great response to Sue Hildebrand and all her water experts and friends who
yes,
came in.
Yes, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. But you know what? Can I talk just from my own heart?
Please do.
Here I am pitching as a pledge captain here in KZFR with Liesl. And Liesl, I don't know how many years ago it was, but it was a long time ago. And you and I both were doing shows at the same time. And I used to do Friday nights, 7 to 7:30 with my son Jordy. And the very first time he came to KZFR, he was only 2.5 years old. And by the time he was in kindergarten, he was helping me do a show. And that was just the most wonderful, bonding, terrific, exciting, every week was a little roller coaster ride experience that we had. And I hope that my sense of what was important in my life at that point carried over every single week, that communicating with people, getting kids engaged in something fun and positive, and having my son read, whether it was scripts or books or stories on air, and playing just fun music that was good for everybody's hearts. You know, whether you're a grandma, grandpa, whether you're a mom, dad, whether you're a brother, sister, son, daughter, all that stuff. Anyway, so it's a near and dear cause to my heart. I hope that those of you who are regular listeners here at Wonka Radio realize how important kids and family entertainment on the radio is, and be able to set that 1/2 hour every weeknight aside to be able to do that and share together is just an awesome thing. So please open up your hearts and help us out on this pledge drive. Don't wait, because you know what? At 7:30, the show ends.
That's so, right.
That's part of the beauty, but part of the scary part of our kids' shows is it's so very, very short. They are just a blur. I would step into the studio, and before you know it, the show would be over.
Yes, I so. Have that same feeling every time I'm on the air.
So, folks, call, okay? Let's see here. Just a reminder, just a couple things I jotted down while I was munching down my early dinner tonight before I headed down here. 25 years of KZFR, and it's a long, long time. You know, if you have a 25-year-old, well, then you can appreciate how many years have gone by. If you have a marriage that's lasted 25 years, then you can appreciate how long 25 years is. Anyway, that means 25 years of you folks appreciating and supporting us. So please step up tonight and enjoy Wonka Radio like you always do. But take that 1 or 2 minutes just to call us down here and take care of business. And you know what I'm talking about.
What are the numbers they should call?
Oh, 895-0131, 89, well, let's just stick with that one, 895-0131. Yeah,
right.
And it'll roll over to any one of three phones.
And who's taking calls right now?
Right now, I am not sure. Mr. Hondo's out there.
Who's
the big guy. And
he
was working one shift and then took a break and came back for more.
Wow.
The guy is just absolutely, yeah. Pledge drive machine. Anyway, but we're doing all that, and we may get somebody in here later on to talk about their cause or their organization.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. All
okay.
right.
And so I'm glad that you said KZFR has been on the air for 25 years. Wonka Radio has been on the air for 15 of those 25.
Oh, how wonderful.
So,
yeah.
So come on, people. I am representing up in here. I want you to call 895-0131. No pledge is too small, and no pledge is too low. I can tell you that. So whatever.
That sounds like a challenge, huh?
It is a challenge. And, you know, and I volunteer my time here and at other organizations around town, and I'm a busy person, and I also pledge to KZFR because that's how much it means to me. And, you know, if I can put my money where my face is right now, then I think that our listeners can do the same, too. So I am challenging you. I'm an educator. You're an educator. We know lots of people in education. If you're an educator and you're listening, if your child is listening and is affected by an educator here in Chico or in any of our listening area, then come on, step up, show your kid what it's all about.
Well, and if you're a child, talk to mom and dad right now. Like, let's get on the phone, okay? Let's do this. Oh, my gosh. The phones are lighting up. Oh, bless you, people.
Boy,
wonderful.
Howdy.
Awesome.
I love it. All right. Well, Thank you, Jim, for coming in. And I look forward to talking to you again in a bit.
All right. And congratulations on 15 wonderful years.
Thank you. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Wonka listeners. I'm going to move on here to another story, continuing our Halloween theme. And this next one is one called Where's My Mummy? Yes, I said mummy. And this story is written by Carolyn Crimmy. And the illustrations, also very charming illustrations, are by John Manders. Where's My Mummy? On a deep, dark night, in a deep, dark place, little baby mummy did not want to go to bed. Just one more game of hide and shriek, he pleaded to Big Mama Mummy. Count your bandages while I hide. Little baby mummy ran and hid and waited. Mama Mummy, where are you? He looked over graves and he looked over tombs, but Big Mama Mummy was nowhere to be found. Uh-oh. So he tromped to the deep, dark woods, the spookery woods, to look for Big Mama Mummy. He stopped and he listened. Clank, clink, clank. Woo, boo, woo. Clank, clink, clue. Mama Mummy, is that you? But out of the woods clanked Bones. You're not my mummy. Bones was brushing his clicky-clack teeth. Little baby mummy, go to bed. There are creatures that bite in the deep, dark night. Then he gargled with some goo. I'm not scared. Little baby mummy tromped, tromped, tromped to the deep, dark swamp, the slithery swamp, to look for Big Mama Mummy. He stopped and he listened. Glug, glug, glip, glug, glug, glop, glug, glug, glue. Mama Mummy, is that you? But out of the swamp slid Glob. You're not my mummy. Glob shook his wiggly wobbly head.
Little baby mummy, go to bed. They're creatures that creep in the deep dark night.
And he washed the gunk off his ooey gooey face. I'm not scared. Little baby mummy tromped, tromped, tromped to the deep dark cave, the shivery cave, to look for Big Mama Mummy. He stopped and he listened. Flap, flip, flap. Whap, whap, woo. Flap, flip, flew. Mama Mummy, is that you? But out of the cave whooshed Drac. You're not my mummy. Drac flapped his flippy floppy wings.
Little baby mummy, go to bed. There are creatures that swoop in the deep, dark night.
Then he scrubbed his long, pointy ears. I'm not scared. Little baby mummy plunked down under a creaky, squeaky tree. Mama mummy, where are you? He stopped and he listened. Rustle, rustle, rustle. Scritch, scratch, scritch. Rustle, rustle, rustle. Mama Mummy, are you there? But out of the tree popped a mouse! Ah, help, Mama Mummy! Help, I'm scared! I'm here, cried my Big Mama Mummy. Little baby mummy and Big Mama Mummy tromped back home, where they brushed and combed and gargled and scrubbed. Then Big Mama Mummy wrapped Little Baby Mummy up tight, and he slept and he snored for the rest of the night. Whee, 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 schnoo, 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 whee, whee, schnoo. That was Where's My Mummy? And so this is actually our third Halloween program here on Wonka Radio this month. And I hope that you have enjoyed our selections this evening, Where's My Mummy and Haunted House, Haunted Mouse. And I appreciate your spending this half an hour with me. And I have to ask you, please, pick up that phone and give us a call here at KZFR. It is our very first day of our membership drive, and we really would love to hear from you if you think that children's programming is an important component here on KZFR, on your community radio station. Pick up that phone, guys. Give us a call, 895-0131. And I want to let you know that Wonka Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Chico Performances, featuring Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson with Al Jardine at Laxton Auditorium on Sunday, November 29th. Wilson will be performing music from his long career, including Beach Boy favorites and number one hits. Tickets are currently on sale for the upcoming season. For more information, visit ChicoPerformances.com or call 898-6333. Wonka Radio is also brought to you by Harrison Daly Wright Accountancy Corporation in Chico. Harrison Daly Wright provides certified public accountants specializing in accounting and bookkeeping services, auditing, tax preparation and planning, management support, services for nonprofit organizations, and more. To reach Harrison Daly Wright, call 895-1209. And you've just got a few more minutes to chime in with your pledge here for Wonka Radio, for children's programming, and for your community radio station. So Music Mayhem will be returning in 2 weeks. They were not able to be here this evening, so I know that you have missed hearing from Duncan and Diego on Music Mayhem, but they will be back in 2 weeks. And Wonka will be back with you next Wednesday again, and I promise it won't be Halloween stories that time. So stay tuned here. Brenton's in the house. Radio Radix is coming up. You've got just a few more minutes to call 895-0131. Make your pledge whenever you can. Just make that pledge, people. Come on. KZFR is only as strong as we are all together, because we are community radio. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? Good night.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman,
in a shoebox,
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania quiz?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Rax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Ha ha ha!